Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. In market analysis, we find that we survived a turnaround Tuesday. We did not go higher in cattle futures. We didn't go lower in the soybeans, corn, or wheat. Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, your thoughts.
I know we're about 80 cents off of the low, and, you know, so that's more than just this week, obviously, but a very significant pop for the market, right? Especially when you really don't have any confirmation that China's bought in a single bushel from us. And yeah. But the market's just a little bit worried because with the government shutdown, we don't get those daily sales flash, export sales flash announcements. So people start talking and wondering, are they buying right now? Or are they robbing it from us? We do get the weekly export inspections report. That comes out Monday morning. And China was not in this last one. But, you know, for a good 10 days, they could be buying beans and we wouldn't know it. I think what you do, because of the wide range you just mentioned, you just manage your risk. You know, on a rally like this, I think you have to reward it a little bit, whether it's cash sales or if you don't like the basis, just sell the board, then hedge for a while. You don't have to do everything all at once, but I think it is okay to definitely sell some. I mean, we haven't been this high in 15 months for soybeans, so it's worth rewarding because, you know, the old saying, buy the rumor, sell the fact, could definitely happen here. What if the deal isn't that great? Or even if we do get a deal and the market could still sell off, because I'm with you. I think they only need to buy about 350 million bushels this year from us versus the 900 they did last year at this time. I think it's more of a new crop story, really, that we're dealing with here. So I'm afraid once we get the announcement, the market might actually pull back. To me, it should justify a rally to $11. I always thought before, well, bam, here we are.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why I'm saying reward it a little bit here. And, you know, USDA is still factoring China coming in and buying some. So even if they do, I don't think it changes our S&D table whenever, God forbid, we get another government report, USDA report, probably in January. It doesn't mean it's a bullish thing, but the algros, the computer traders, the funds, they love a story and they love a headline. And right now it's a fun bullish headline, but we have to sift through that and think of a little common sense of what does it really mean supply and demand wise. So reward it a little bit. And look, 2026 is at $11.
Yeah.
Maybe not a bad place to start selling new crop beans because Brazil's planting 122 million acres this winter.
But for cattle, feeder cattle, the story is not so optimistic, huh, Dwayne?
Right. Yeah, nervous times for sure. Yeah, a lot of bad posts out there. Trump again today was posting how he wants beef prices lower. And I think we have to remember that. And if that's what he wants, he's going to make it happen with all of his ability. And that means someday eventually open up the Mexican border, probably dropping tariffs with Brazil. All those will be negative to the market headline-wise. Does it change supply and demand instantly? No. Producers who are angry are right. It doesn't change supply and demand. But remember, you and I have talked so much about those funds being record long. Well, now they want out of those positions. Hmm. And when they want out of those record positions, the market is going to go down. We'll have pops, $5 or $7 pops here and there, but I think we're going to make a downward trend here, sadly.
Later on AgriTalk, Brian Splitt of AgMarket.net.
Corn.
Yes.
I think that was a good close today. I know, you know, we didn't finish near the highs. We did kind of tinker with that downtrend for the year. That would be from February to April. We traded through it a little bit. I just think it's positive. We got through the September highs. We closed above that. That to me is the neckline of this pattern. And so it gives me a little bit of hope that, you know, we're going to validate that pattern and give this market some additional upside. I think if you look at the December contract specifically on a monthly basis, just the DEES contract, we did trade below last month's lows and now we're above last month's highs. So I think that's also a positive thing that we've accomplished over the course of the month of October. But boy, I think when you look at soybeans specifically, we've talked about this for years. $11 is a level, right? And we had spot beans trade 1091 and a half. If we don't get front month beans over 11, we are most definitely near a major, major high.
Soybeans no longer in limbo. How high can they go? This is Inside Agriculture. Let's check the weather now.